You get 60% of your vision on screen, on the final product. How much of your vision got on screen here, and is it a different sensation when someone else is behind the lens as opposed to you?
That's a very good, complicated question, which I choose not to answer at this point. I'll give you an answer, 46.5%. All right, does that cover that question?
In other words, which gives you more satisfaction now?
I was very, very happy with the results. I'll tell you, the audience really cut this film. When we make a movie, we have a 2 hour and 10 or 2 hour and 20 rough cut. That is, everything is in it. And then the bosses at 20th Century Fox get very angry at you because you show this 2 hours and 10 minutes to secretaries and to employees. We want to see how we're doing. We have a rough cut. We show it to groups of 100 or so secretaries with their husbands, boyfriends, etc. And they, where they laugh, where they're quiet, we leave it. Where they rustle, where they chatter, we take it out. And we know, and with this, as a producer, it was the most helpful way of editing this film.
You once told me that working with Mel in a movie, especially silent movie, that's what you were talking about, but I want to analogize it to this film. When he's on a set, he's like another actor, not like your husband. There are movements in him that you can see working with him that you won't have in any other actor. It's obviously easier in some ways to work
much
with him.
Easier. Yes, I found it very, very easy.
But keeping a straight face is not easy working with him, right?
No, keeping a straight face is very easy with him, I think.
No, sometimes we were like, sometimes it was bad. We were like two kids in school that the teacher, I couldn't go on because you kept looking at me and we had a laugh. What was that scene where you kept looking at me and I was looking, you'd make me laugh or you'd let a little air sneak out of your nose. You were giggling.
I forget. And once I've never let air sneak out of my nose, never.
Jack Benny.
When you blow it, you let air sneak out of it?
I'm not sneaking it.
Oh, all right. You're pronouncing it. Jack, that's true.
Did you make it a point not to see the original again or to
see
it again?
Oh, we saw it again and again.
You saw it again and again. I saw it just once.
I saw it again and again.
But when you saw it just once, were you glad you did, or were you sorry? Because you're a completely different kind of actress than Carol Lombard.
Well, I was very happy that I saw it, just so I could enjoy those wonderful performances and that marvelous brain of Lubitsch. But then I tried to forget about it, which wasn't easy. But it was something like 8 months between the time that I saw it and the time that I created the new character.
You are not only my wife, you happen to be the co-star of this company.
Of course, Mr. Bronski, here's the new poster from the printer. Is it okay?
It's fine, Beeler, fine.
Fine, just a minute. Come back here. Look, I don't mind my name in smaller print. I don't even mind it under the title. But in parentheses?
I like it. It sets your name apart.
Well, set yours apart.
There's a thing in the movie about your name being in parentheses. Now, at one time in real life, his name was in parentheses and yours was Bill, and then his parentheses were removed. Now, neither of you is in parentheses. That has obviously made working in the business a lot easier, especially
for
this picture.
Him.
Not for you, right?
Not for me.
So obviously you wanted to keep my name in parentheses. You were happier when my name was in parentheses. No, you're kissing me better and harder than you ever did, and you're making more lasagna and better food for me. Therefore, ergo, you love me more now than you loved me then, when you never even made chicken soup when I came.
Well, a quote about you, Mel, once said, anxiety dogs him like a tin can on a string. You've heard that quote, of course. Does it still dog you?
No, I'm less anxious than I was. I'm also taller because I'm wearing lifts. So I think the height has taken a commensurate amount of anxiety away from me. No, I was more anxious when I was doing films like The Producers and The 12 Chairs than I am now. I feel more comfortable, much
more
comfortable.
And what was that fight we had the other morning, Mel?
That was about your pancakes.
No, the one that we had about your anxiety.
Oh, she's right. I had a terrible anxiety attack. And I always do before a movie opens, before it's finally, there is finally the birth process. I always get very nervous and very crazy.
I think you're still plenty anxious about it.
Just before the movie opens, but then I was anxious through the whole process, through the script and everything else.
How do you play a love scene or a fight scene with your spouse?
Easy.
That's a love scene. You had a fight scene too.
Oh, that's
easy.
Easy. It's easy. I just think about all the things that she's done to me in our marriage. And it's easy to get angry.
Oh, it's very easy to get angry with each other. That's easy.